I'm going to call the April 22nd, 2021 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Lowe?
Here.
Commissioner... Commissioner Galway Jones?
Here.
Commissioner Rushing?
Here.
Commissioner Russell?
Here.
Commissioner Tui?
Here.
Commissioner Burns?
Here.
I'm here. We have seven present. We have a quorum.
Okay. Did you call Mr. Stanton?
Oh, Commissioner Stanton?
Man.
All right. Well, and?
I was hesitating. Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
We have eight. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Zenner, are there any additions or amendments to the agenda?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Thank you.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Second by Mr. McMahon. Can I get a thumbs up approval on the agenda? Looks unanimous. Thank you. Everyone should have gotten a copy of the April 8th meeting minutes. Were there any amendments or edits to those minutes?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Russell, seconded by Mr. McMahon. I'll take a thumbs up approval on the meeting minutes. We have 7-4 and one abstention. Ms. Rushing. That brings us to our first item of the evening, which is a withdrawn item. Case 109-2021, a request by McClure Engineering Company on behalf of Marshall and Sylvia Murray, William Orschlin, and Angelica and Lee Hardy, seeking approval of a four-lot final minor plat to be known as Thornbrook Plat 7A. The proposed plat will reconfigure three existing platted lots and plat a survey tract for the first time. All properties involved in this platting action are zoned R1, one-family dwelling. The 10.4-acre site is located approximately 0.67 miles west of the intersection of Highway KK and Scott Boulevard. This item was tabled at the April 8th, 2021 Planning Commission meeting. Staff comments?
The item has been withdrawn due to, as stated in the correspondence associated with this item, that the Murrays have withdrawn their letter of authorization. Therefore, the plat cannot be processed as currently presented. The plat may return in a varied state. At this point, we do not know that, though. This was not an advertised item due to the fact that there were no design adjustments associated with it. So the withdrawal is simply a formality and noted for the public record. No vote of the commission is needed.
Thank you. Mr. McMahon.
I have a question of staff, if that's all right. As it is withdrawn, is there a time limitation? Can you refer on resubmittal for them?
No, the jeopardy period is only associated with projects that are denied. Withdrawn after a denial of the Planning Commission. This has obviously not even been considered by the Commission,
all right,
so
I
no
just,
jeopardy.
I want to see where that was and have that on the record, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Seeing none, we will move on to tabling requests. Case 136-2021, a request by the City of Columbia to amend Chapter 29, Sections 29-1.11, Definitions, 29-3.2, Permitted Use Table, and 29-3.3, Use-Specific Standards of the City's Unified Development Code, otherwise known as UDC, relating to revisions of the retail, general, personal services, office, physical fitness center, and artisan industry uses as well as creation of new standards and provisions relating to a new use to be called accessory commercial kitchen. This item is requested to be tabled to the May 20th, 2021 Planning Commission meeting.
As discussed at the end of our last meeting on April 8th, due to a unforeseen delay in being in processing the request for public engagement and being unable to withdraw the advertising that had been submitted in preparation for this meeting, we determined, and as we indicated, we were going to request this tabling to allow us to complete the public engagement process as it relates to these particular technical amendments that we are proposing to the code. The tabling request is to the May 20th Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, roughly a month away, which does allow us an opportunity to solicit an additional about 2.5 to 3 weeks of public comment and prepare the appropriate staff reports for these items. The tabling request, unfortunately, is just a byproduct of us being on top of the advertising and then not realizing we couldn't pull it back fast enough. So we hopefully hope the commission understands, as well as the public.
We shall see about that. Are there any questions of staff? I see none. So this was advertised. So I will open the floor to any public comment on the tabling of this item. I see none. Bring it back to commission comment. Ms. Russell.
I think we need a motion. In the case of 136-2021, I move to table that case to the May 20, 2021 Planning and Zoning meeting.
Second.
Second by Ms. Rushing. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on this motion? I don't know about this, guys.
So mean.
All right. If there's no further discussion, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
Yes.
Commissioner Toohey?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
My vote is yes. We have 8 votes to approve. The motion carries.
Recommendation for tabling is recommended by the commission. This brings us to our next section for the evening, which is subdivisions. Case 115-2021, a request by a civil group on behalf of Merrill and Charlotte Smar for an approximately 7.6 acre, one lot, final plat of 3 properties addressed 2801, 2909, and 2911, South Old Highway 63, to be known as Old Highway 63 Storage Plat 1. The properties are zoned MC, Mixed Use Corridor District. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a one-lot final consolidation plat. We sent advanced public information postcards to 11 adjacent property owners. We did not advertise this case because there are no design adjustments, so there is no public hearing required. The reason that this even came before this body is because these two pieces of property were only survey tracts, and then the far southern piece was included in an admin plat. So because it's previously unplatted property, we do have a recommendation by the Planning Commission. To orient ourselves to the site, here's the campus lodge apartment complex. Further up here to the north is going to be the grindstone nature area. You've got the old Highway 63 pedway down here, then the grindstone canyon apartment complexes, and then down here further is going to be Grindstone Parkway. So as I mentioned, this is a one-lot consolidation plat. That will bestow legal lot status on the entirety of the about 7-acre property to allow for potential redevelopment of the site or additional development on the site. It's presently improved with a sky-high storage and self-service storage business. It's 8 buildings in total. One of them is mostly an office building. Self-service storage facilities are permitted in the MC zone. They are subject to use specific standard 2933W, and also any redevelopment on this site will be subject to any applicable dimensional standards for the MC zone as well as neighborhood protection standards. So for instance, the property directly to the west is zoned R1. Directly to the north is MC property, but it is improved with residential uses, and then to the south also residential uses zoned RMF. So that will trigger the applicable neighborhood protection standards should additional development happen on the site. The plat dedicates the required right-of-way half-width to bring the old Highway 63 south frontage up to the 42-foot half-width that's required for a minor arterial. The right-of-way dedication does vary. It's a little bit mismatched presently, and so this will ameliorate that situation. It shows existing sewer easements primarily along the western side of the area, as well as the required 10-foot utility easement along the old Highway 63 south frontage. I will note, too, that generally where the sewer easement is running, there is a level 2 intermittent stream. And we've talked quite a bit recently about the city's stream buffer requirements that are in 12A. Due to the steepness of the slope in this area, it's more than 25%. What would normally be a 50-foot stream buffer required for a level 2 stream is actually bumped up to 100-foot on either side of the stream due to that slope. And that's a standard requirement under Chapter 12A. There's already pedway in place along the parcel's old Highway 63 frontage, so no additional sidewalk will be required to be built. It's presently served by city utilities. There are no capacity issues for the development on the site, and any potential development also is not seen to have any capacity issues in the future. The subject site is subject to all significant tree and climax forest regulations required per Chapter 29, 4.4 of the UDC. So with all of these factors coming together, the plat is believed to be compliant with the requirements of the UDC. We still have one word outstanding typo that is being addressed on the final plat. As such, we are recommending approval of the old Highway 63 storage plat 1 final plat, subject to minor technical correction. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Bacon. Are there any questions before I ask about questions for staff? I would like to ask any commissioner who has had any expertise related to this case to please share that with the commission so all commissioners have the benefit of the same information on the case in front of us. Seeing none, questions for staff. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Planner Smith, is that sewage easement active or is it just an easement?
I do believe there is sewer line running there, yeah.
All right. I thought it was active, but I couldn't remember because there was an inactive line. All right. Thank you very much, Planner Smith.
Any additional questions? I had one question. The stream buffer.
Mm-hmm.
On the third parcel on the south, there is no buffer shown. And I was just curious about that.
Oh, it actually runs just off to where the parcel is, I think. Yeah, so it's generally running the same as this. I'm not sure. Oh, you're talking about right here?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. I can check into that.
Right, even if the stream's off the parcel, the buffer would still
be on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I can make a check on that. As we're making the recommendation of subject to technical corrections, that potentially could be a technical correction.
Thank you. Any additional questions? Mr. McMahon.
Just a clarification. On the map that Mr. Zenner provided me, thank you, Mr. Zenner, it is shown on my map correctly or as she portrayed it?
Hmm.
Doesn't seem clear in the electronic copy, but it appears clear on mine.
Hmm.
So we'll need to make sure anyway that it should be what it's supposed to say.
Multiple copies floating around. All right. If there's no further questions, this was not advertised for public comment, but we usually do open the floor in case anyone does have any comments that would help us in evaluating this case. Seeing none, we will close that window of opportunity and bring it back to commissioner comments. Ms. Burns.
If there are no comments, I'll make a motion. In the case of 115-2021, Old Highway 63 Storage, Plat 1, Final Plat, recommend approval of the Old Highway 63 Storage, Plat 1, Final Plat, subject to a minor technical correction.
Second.
Second by Mr. McMahon. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
Yes.
Commissioner Toohey?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
My vote is yes. We have 8 votes to approve. The motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That brings us to our public hearing request for the evening, which is case 114-2021, a request by the City of Columbia to apply permanent City O open space zoning upon annexation of approximately 135 acres of land presently zoned Boone County ML Light Industrial. The subject property housed the former Boone County Fairgrounds and will be developed as a future city park. The site is located northeast of the interchange of Brown School Road and Highway 63 and includes property addressed 5212 North Oakland Gravel Road. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. As you mentioned, the city is requesting to annex the site into the city, and with that, we're going to be talking about the permanent zoning that will be assigned here. Staff sent out advanced public info postcards earlier in March, sent out 10 of those, along with property owner letters to all property owners within 200 feet, and this was advertised in the Tribune on April 6th of 2021. We have, and I never received any correspondence or phone calls or any inquiries as of today. To orient ourselves to the site, this is directly adjacent to the Highway 63 and Brown School Road interchange. Most of the surrounding environment here is unimproved, with the exception of Atkins Park, that is directly northeast here, and this about 7-acre RV park right here. It's currently bound to the adjacent to the city limits on its northeast and southern sides. The site's mostly level with the exception of Bear Creek on its west side. You can see this kind of wooded corridor along with a tributary of Bear Creek on its eastern side. And these two streams actually flow into a confluence south of the interchange right here. The site is improved with a variety of structures. A lot of it's left over from some fairgrounds things and then from when it used to be the small airport up until 1959, I believe. You can see a lot of these little fields around here. They're currently being hayed, and I think they'll be hayed and baled until the site's improved by the park. To give some more recent history on the site, last year Boone County transferred ownership of the site over to the city for recreation purposes and put it under the management of the Parks Department. What I have here on the left is a concept plan shown for the park that was attached as part of the council memo in 2020. And this was just a concept sketch at the time. This isn't necessarily what the final development of it will be. Talking to the Parks Department, they've mentioned that they'll begin public input processes for what improvements they'll have here in roughly 2024. Talking about site conditions as well and just some future park improvements, they did mention to me that both Bear Creek Trail and Hinkson Creek Trail come together here at the southeast portion of the site, and they anticipate that being a major trailhead as it's two major trails coming together. And I believe this small horizontal portion of the Hinkson Creek Trail right here is part of the 30-mile trail loop system for Columbia. So currently the site is zoned County ML Light Industrial. The surrounding zoning for the city to the northeast and southeast is zoned R1 single family. And to the south in the city, it's planned development consisting of planned commercial and planned office from approximately 2005. To the west and northwest in the county is more light industrial and county planned general commercial. And that general commercial part is that RV park that's right here. Most of the adjacent properties, as I mentioned earlier, are unimproved. Looks like some may be used for livestock, some cattle, that kind of thing, and some of it may be hayed. But generally, nothing around here is improved with structures. Typically, when we're looking at zoning requests, the main thing we'll look at is the future land use map. And one thing I'd like to note on here is most of it is designated as employment with two strips for open space green belt, and the green belt is kind of overlaid over Bear Creek and its tributary. The employment designation is over the rest of the site, and really that's reflective of the county zoning of light industrial in 2013 is what that's mostly reflective of. And we'll look at the future land use map for guidance on these kind of zoning requests. This isn't a typical zoning request, however. This is city-acquired property for a public park, so I wouldn't say that looking at it as employment should necessarily indicate, you know, whether the open space zoning is appropriate or not. The open space zoning is intended to ensure and regulate publicly owned parks and community-oriented facilities. It's really truth in advertising of saying this is city property, it's going to be developed as a future public park, so we're saying this is open space zoning meant for public parks, permits public parks and other community-oriented facilities of that nature. The other aspect to this as well, mentioning Bear Creek and a tributary, as you can see here to the east along the tributary, then to the south, there's the floodplain overlay. That's an overlay zoning district that applies. That's not something that anyone can request. It's just an automatic zoning overlay that's applied once a site is annexed into the city and then meets the criteria for the floodplain overlay in the UDC. So if and when this is annexed into the city, the floodplain overlay will automatically be applied. So given it's city property that's managed by the Parks and Rec Department, and the intent is to develop this as a future park, it's appropriate to give it open zoning because the Parks Department is going to have a public input process later, so there isn't necessarily a need to have a plan development process with a separate, redundant public input process. So given that, it's consistent with the comprehensive plan goals, contiguous to the city, and meets the intent of the requested open space zoning, which is to ensure public parks. So with that, staff recommends approval of the assignment of open space zoning. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Before we move on to questions for staff, I'd like to ask commissioners if there's any experte related to this case to please share that with the commission so all commissioners have benefited the same information on the case in front of us. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Planner Kelly, I have a question about the sewers as they are shown on our maps. There are private sewers, which I'm sure will become public sewers the minute it's transferred into the city. I noticed that from the residential district in the northwest, there is a sewer line coming down connected to the city line. Do we know anything about the quality of that sewer?
I don't know anything about the quality of the sewer. I did ask our sewer utility engineer yesterday if she knew of any capacity issues in the area, and she said there weren't any.
All right. The reason I ask that question is oftentimes residential facilities of this type have lagoons and other notable plumbing issues, and I was just trying to be cautious with the people's money and investments. Thank you.
Additional questions for staff? Seeing none, we'll open up the floor to public comments. Seeing none of those, we'll close public comments. Move on to commission comments. Ms. Russell.
Well, since there are no comments, I'll make a motion. In the case of 114-2021, I move to approve the assignment of O, open space zoning, upon annexation.
Second.
Second by Mr. McMahon. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Aye.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Aye.
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
Yes.
Commissioner Toohey?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
My vote is yes. We have 8 votes to approve. The motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That concludes our cases for the evening. Brings us to public comments, of which there still are none. We'll move on to staff comments. I'm sure you won't disappoint us, Mr.
Oh,
Center.
That's gonna be staff.
I was going to ask. I hope that sigh wasn't because you had to listen to me again. Apparently so. Well, we just got rid of an employment district. We have another meeting coming up, though, and that is on May 6th. We do have some agenda items associated with that, but before we get into the meeting, as I always do, you've got a work session at 5:30, and lo and behold, we're going to bring up something that Ms. Lowe provided staff.
Oh.
We're going to have a discussion. No, it is not another zoning request. But we are going to have a discussion as it relates to some density comparisons that Ms. Lowe had been doing some research on. Following our request for the Northridge Cottages project up on the north side of town, as it related to some potential opportunities that we may have in being able to evaluate density and trying to put it into a contextual framework as the commission may move forward with requests that hit that edge where we're asking for density to be increased. But it also, as our staff is evaluating the material that Ms. Lowe provided us, it also may stimulate some additional conversation as it relates to something that we talked about this evening, and that is potentially expansion of our zoning district base zones, which also is potentially relevant at this point in time, given the request that we spent 3.5 hours on at our last meeting. So be prepared for probably a full hour and a half, hour and 15 minute discussion of that topic with the potential outcome of some additional research that staff may do moving forward. But we're slowly but surely making it through that list of projects that I wanted to get through first quarter that I presented to you at the beginning of January. And this is all leading up potentially to some more significant work that we will be engaged in beginning in probably June, July, as it relates to preparatory actions for the comprehensive plan update that will begin in complete earnest the beginning of next year. So we've got some topics to cover, but we've also got some additional work that'll keep us busy in the background. We do have a meeting, however, following that, and that meeting does include a number of projects, which I'll let my Vanna get me there. Our upcoming cases include one single subdivision. Again, no design adjustments associated with this. That is Eastland Hills. This is on the corner of Upland Church Road and I-70 Drive Southeast. We have three public hearings, and this was mentioned this evening during our work session. The rezoning request at 5710 Bull Run, this is dealing with Equipment Chair's proposal to create a corporate campus off of Bull Run Drive, where the old former Ashley building was, and the vacant tracks that are to the east of that adjoin the Truman Solar property where our solar project has been built, and the adjoining Eastport subdivision to the south. This is a request to go from PD and MC to MBP as it exists today. So Mr. Smith will be providing you the report on that. It does dovetail well into our conversation this evening about the concern that we may have as it relates to expanding MBP without really considering those consequences, because this particular type of project and rezoning request, given the nature of the controls that exist in MBP, really, from a staff perspective, appear to make sense, and that this request is probably an appropriate introduction of a use in this particular developed area. We also have an additional two conditional use permit requests, one for a veterinary hospital immediately south of the Arby's that is off of Broadfield Drive and West Broadway in the office park that is there just to the west of Hy-Vee. And then we have another conditional use permit request for an expansion of the U-Haul dealership into the hotel property that is to the west of it, with self-storage facilities over 14 feet tall, which this will be the first request that the commission will be hearing in relationship to that set of unique conditional use standards that were developed just before we adopted the new code and then were transitioned into the new UDC. And finally, we have another rezoning request, merged rezoning and a subdivision request that's for permanent zoning. This is down just to the south of the intersection of Vauder School Road and Scott Boulevard, almost directly across from the second entrance to Copperstone, for a semi-large lot residential subdivision requesting R1 zoning. It is currently zoned Boone County RS, which is the equivalent to R1, and the requested annexation is in order to allow for the property to be able to be connected to sanitary sewer. It is possible that the subdivision plat may be delayed. However, it does not necessarily impact the request for permanent zoning. So if they do get disconnected, do not be surprised if that does appear on your agenda. We have an issue with an existing sanitary sewer connection to a home that was on the original parent tract of land that we are still trying to work through technically. And as a result of that technical issue, we may not be able to bring the plat forward. So, but it will probably be included as an exhibit to the permanent zoning request, just so you have an understanding of how the property would be potentially lotted as a part of the permanent zoning request itself. So if we move to the next pages so you can get your eyes on the sites, our first Eastland Hills plat there is right at Upland Church and I-70 Drive Southeast. Our property then off of Bull Run for equipment share, and then our two conditional use properties there at the Broadway Business Park office building, and that is the building immediately to the south of the Arby's, if you're familiar with that area. And then, of course, the other conditional use. And then it's the exact same map, but just two different cases for the Timberbrook permanent zoning and preliminary plat. That is what you have for your coming meeting. Hopefully it will be as short as this one. But the work session will be far more interesting. So with that, that's all we have to offer. Thank you tonight for your attention, and we look forward to seeing you again.
I'm sure Mr. Zenner did not mean our presenters any slight with that comment about the work session. We enjoyed this evening's presentation very
not at
much.
All.
No, no.
I made them work for their change.
Commissioner comments.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. McMahon. We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Good one.